Greetings, fellow pilgrims, finding our ways to Bethlehem. Amen. Preparing for the arrival of the greatest gift of all. Well, it's the second Sunday of Advent. It's the Sunday of peace, and we'll be celebrating that today in our worship service. And don't forget, after our worship service, from 11 to 5 today is our little project called Give and Gift Place for Kids. Give and Gift Place for Kids. The giving is the bringing a donation to the local food pantry into the gathering space at church. And the gifting is, after you donate, you get a little gift bag and you get to fill it up today. This is for all kids. And we've even got a table for teens, believe it or not. But we hope you can enjoy that. If kids can't come, adults can come for them, and kids can also pick up bags for their brothers or sisters or maybe even their best friends. Amen. We're an inclusive family at Vine Street. Well, let's get on to today's devotional. This is the second Sunday of Advent. It's the Sunday of Peace. It's December 6th, 2020. And today's devotion from John Pavlovitz, his devotional called Lo, an Honest Advent Devotional. Today's devotional is called Sorry and Sorrow. Sorry and Sorrow. First, we hear from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14. This is verses 33 through 35. Mark 14, 33 through 35 says this. Jesus took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Stay here and keep watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground, and he prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. John Pavlovitz writes today, as I mentioned previously, we don't often think of the stories of Jesus' adult life and ministry as we prepare to celebrate his arrival. And we certainly don't consider moments like this one. Jesus is filled with anguish and pressed to what seems like an emotional breaking point. Jesus is at his lowest. That scene doesn't lend itself to greeting cards, ornaments, or Christmas hymns. But it probably should. I think we need to remind ourselves not only of Jesus' humanity, but also of the very real depths he would go to after arriving. He would end up desperately fearful in prayer. He would find himself deeply grieving the loss of his friend Lazarus. He would be enraged enough to flip the tables of the temple vendors. He would be exasperated with his hard-headed students. This morning, I started typing the word sorrow, and before I could finish, my computer changed it to sorry. I know computers don't have religious biases, but as a lifelong Christian, I think that sounds about right. We often feel like we need to apologize for, or at the very least, conceal our lowest points, our deepest anguish, our most human moments, as if such abrasive things are inappropriate or unwelcome, as if they somehow need to wait outside while we pretend that all is merry and bright within and around us. I love seeing Jesus at his lowest and to hold such moments in my heart this season, because it reminds me to make room for my sadness and my grief. Christmas is as much the valley as the mountaintop. It is the wedding celebration, and it is the funeral procession. It's a joyous, expectant birth, but it's also feeling troubled to the point of death. You get to have all of it. Today, sit with the full breadth of your story. And don't be sorry for your sorrow. Amen. Here's our benediction, second Sunday of Advent. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.